This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in Pituit.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I have been given an orchid plant, and it's quite exquisite. It's about 2 feet tall with the larger orchids, and then at the base there is a cluster of smaller orchids. And I'm not really good at it, at keeping them. It's in a ceramic pot with that, like, hay or whatever.
Okay.
They do. Planted in. There is no soil.
Yep, it's mostly bark and those types of things, right?
No, there's no... I don't feel any bark either. It's just all of that... it's like moss, dry, mossy look.
Okay.
It's very dry, and the directions were to water it every 10 to 14 days with a quarter cup of water.
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like that's enough. The moss is always dry. I've had it for 2 weeks. And I'm wondering if I should replant it, because there's no drainage hole in this pot, I don't believe. It's not in a plastic pot and then in a ceramic container. It just is in this ceramic pot.
Okay. Now, that ceramic pot, does it have holes in the side of the pot?
No. No, it's a solid ceramic pot, probably... What, 5 inches across?
Okay. So I definitely would like to see you repot it. And I want you to find specifically what they call an orchid pot. Your local garden center will know all about it. Excuse me. But what the orchid pot is a pot that has holes on the side. Because orchids breathe that way. They're not ones where they, you know, they want airflow to go through the root system. They want less soil than anything, and like a bark, like small pieces of bark chips in it. There'll be some soil, but it's not like planting it outside in full soil, whereas the orchid wants that light bark mix. So I would definitely recommend replanting it so that you can have some more success with it. The other thing, you know, a trick that you could use for watering, a lot of people will actually put in an ice cube into the orchid once a week. So with an ice cube, it just slowly, you know, it creates a watering system, but it's slow and it seeps into the soil versus going in, you know, heavily. Because when there's not a lot of soil, if you water over the top, it's not really absorbing the water quickly. It's just kind of running off. And so that's why the slow release of an ice cube is one of the best ways to do it. So I would definitely repot it. And if it's in a 5-inch container now, maybe it's a 6 or a 7-inch container. You don't want to go much bigger than that. You don't want to go from something small to large. It won't know what's going on. It'll almost shock it. And that's not what you're trying to do. You're just trying to help it. And so I would definitely repot it and use a bark mixture. They sell specifically orchid mix for planting orchids. It's a mix that it's a lighter mix than like a potting soil. Okay?
Okay.
And definitely the ice cube method has been successful for a lot of people. So I think that'll help you, and it does that. That's going to be sufficient water enough once a week, really.
What about that mossy, dried out mossy hay that's sitting in right now?
Well, so is it just on top?
No, it's all the way to the bottom of the pot.
So I would, when it comes out of the pot, a lot of it's going to fall off a little bit, and that's okay, right? So what I would look at doing is, if it's a lot of the roots exposed, putting those roots in a cup of water, so it's just the roots getting the water, for about a half an hour. Because what that does is it helps with the shock that's going on. Don't let it sit longer than that. You know, it's not like a bare root plant where you want to leave it in water for a couple hours or a couple days. This is just a quick washing of it, and then putting that new mix in there and getting the plant to thrive from that.
So should the bark chips be on the bottom and the moss?
It'd be all mixed. It would be all mixed together. The bark chips are there for the aeration of the soil. So, I mean, that moss, you might not even need to have back in there.
I see. And could Mahoney's do this, or do I need to?
A lot of places have stopped replanting just, you know, based on, like, COVID protocols, from what I know. I know the Mahoney's hasn't done it in a bit because of it. You could give a call and see if they could do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, and I also have a problem with my lawn.
Okay.
I don't believe it's got grubs, and I've actually heard you talk to people about it before. It's tiny holes all over the lawn where an animal is literally lifting up, say, the size of a half dollar, the soil and the grass, probably digging for acorns. I have a lot of trees.
Okay.
But it's covered my entire lawn, so it's everywhere.
Is it little holes everywhere, or is it almost like tunnels?
No, holes.
Okay. Well, it could be, you know, the small rodents doing that type of thing, and looking for the acorns, looking for food. There's what I would look to do, and I know you said it's not grubs, but I would look and see if you were to put, like, a shovel into the ground in one of those areas. See if there is any insects underneath. See if anything is there before I said, it's not grubs. It might not be. You might be right on. But I like to just double check myself and see if anything is there. Because a lot of times you're seeing animals dig into the lawn to get insects that are underneath there. It's not always just, like rodents looking for something. But if that is the case, what you can do is there are products out there Bonide has a great product called Rodent Squirrel Repellent. It's the same active ingredient, as the Rat Magic. And Rat Magic is a great product to get rid of rodents and little pests like that versus some of the others there.
Well, yes, and I put down a rodent squirrel 2 weeks ago.
Okay. You're probably going to need to do it a couple times. If we have heavy rain, and I know in the Cape it rained yesterday, it kind of washes it off. It doesn't stay, even though it says on the package it'll stay for like 30 days. The thing is, if we have a heavy rain, it washes it right off. And it's not there anymore. So it's multiple applications. It's not just a kind of one and they're gone.
When I did it, it didn't rain for probably 2 or 3 days.
And that's great. But what happens is even later, when it sits there, and then when it does rain, it can wash it out, no matter how long it's been in the soil. So it's a reapplication is what's really needed.
And how many times?
It could be up until they're gone, to be honest. And there's no, like, magic number on this one that says this is the date. It could take some time, honestly.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. FairAdvance.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got about 37 minutes left in the show. And I'll try and answer as many questions as possible. And we do have a couple calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lou's in New Hampshire.
Say, Lou. In New Hampshire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a problem with my peach tree, which does have black knot. It's got one. It's still hanging in there. It's had the black knot, I think, now growing worse, but it's even trying to flower. It's got a main trunk, and then it's got three major-ish branches that come off of that main trunk. If I cut the branches off that have the black knot on them, two of them do, is it possible that I will then have the main trunk and one branch that would survive?
Is it
down in the base of the tree that I don't see it?
No, so the spore lives where that black knot that you see, right? So the problem is when it gets to a certain point, that spore breaks up and then it expands and goes to other areas of the plant. So it's not living in the soil there. This is a blight that the way to really get rid of it is to prune out the infected branches. Okay? Best time to usually do it is when the plants are dormant. Oh. But at this point, it's not going to help the future of the tree if you wait until when it goes dormant later on. So this is what I want you to do. If you can cut 6 to 8 inches below where the actual knot is, you might not have to cut the whole entire branch off. Okay? So 6 to 8 inches below where that black knot is.
Okay.
Every time you make a cut, I want you to take a disinfectant wipe, like an alcohol disinfectant wipe, and wipe the pruner or the saw or whatever you use, because it could, just in case, have the spores on it. And then when we open up the plant, we're almost pushing it right into the rest of the plant, right?
Now, could even like one of those COVID hand wipes work?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, use one of those. Okay. As long as it has a little bit of alcohol in it, right? Because the alcohol will sterilize the pruners.
Okay.
It's also, you don't want to go, you know, you could prune multiple spots, but then you don't want to start pruning the rest of the tree without cleaning it. You know what I mean? Because the spore can sit on there. You can move it from tree to tree. But you want to get rid of the diseased wood. The thing is don't put it in like a compost pile. Don't do any of those. Either burn it or bury it, like, you know, in a pile, or cut it up in small pieces and put it in the trash.
Okay.
Because it is something that can affect the rest of the tree. Now, what else can we do to help it? Well, a fertilizing of the plant will help, adding like a tree tone to the soil and the drip line to help give something back to it, because it is weak. It's had an issue, and it seems like a couple years, you just don't want it to, you know, spread. So you just got to kind of look at the whole tree and see where it is. It doesn't necessarily mean cutting all the way back to the trunk. It's just below where that knot is, and keeping an eye on it. You might have to do it a couple times. Because sometimes...
Now, it's pretty close to where the main branches off, so it's going to be like a major knob. But then yep. It'll sort of come out from that major knob and form smaller branches.
Yep. Yes. So, you know, you just got to get rid of it, because it's sitting on there. It makes it easier to spread the rest over the rest of the tree. So it's what you got to look for. You know, after a couple seasons, it gets, you know, pretty decent, and that's when it can be very highly spreadable. So just clean them out, feed them, and
now,
do what
I
you
can.
Can
I put it in the woods, the part that I cut out? Can I put that in our woods that have no cherry or apple? Oh, would it also affect the nearby cherry tree?
It could be. So just, I'd try to get rid of it. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says 300 women and children have been rescued from a steel plant in Mariupol. In a late-night video, President Zelensky saying efforts were still underway to rescue the Ukrainian fighters trapped inside the plant, but said it would be extremely difficult. Three United States tourists have died at a resort in the Bahamas after falling ill. Officials of the Atlantic Island Nation confirmed, and another was airlifted to a hospital for treatment.
A lady was seen at the clinic and subsequently flown into New Providence. She is at the Princess Margaret Hospital receiving care.
Health Minister Michael Darville speaking to Eyewitness News Bahamas. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper issued a statement saying police are investigating and the cause of death was unknown, though foul play was not suspected. USA Radio News. New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York subway. The Brooklyn judge returned the two-count indictment against Frank James Friday. As a result, the 62-year-old James now faces the additional charges of carrying out a terrorist attack against a mass transit system. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Mashpee.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I had talked to you a few times about your dad's plow stories.
Yeah.
Just wanted to remind you. But yeah. I have five quick questions. They're simple ones.
Sure.
I have a crab apple. I don't know the variety. I bought it at Mahoney's in 1975.
Awesome.
But I have the fire blight every year, but I have a pet. So I'm wary of what to use for fire blight. That's
okay.
The first one. The second one is I have a beauty berry.
Okay.
A bush that was doing fine. It's on the southwest side of the house, so it's sheltered. It started to grow, and then all of a sudden it stopped.
Okay.
The other one is I have an ichthyanthus plant.
Yep.
Huge, outside of the deck, on the same side as that other one. And I want to know when to prune it. And I have violets in the lawn that are kind of taken over, and I'm leery, again, because of the animal.
Yep.
What they used, it's safe.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. So the fire blight, what I want you to do is clean off the affected areas the best you can. And then you can actually spray it with a copper fungicide, which is actually organic. So it's not going to harm. Yeah, copper fungicide is organic. So you spray it. Go ahead.
Any brands of that that you know of?
Bonide is a great one.
Bonide, okay. Okay, great. Yep.
So the beauty bush, you said it slowed down its growth?
It had budded out.
Yep.
Kind of early this year, because this is on the Cape, so,
yep.
You know, we're warmer than other places, but then it's been cold. It's cold as hell today because of the wind coming off the water. But anyway, it's very protected by stuff around it and the deck.
Yep.
It was doing fine, and all of a sudden, and I'm afraid, I don't want to lose it, but I'm wondering if it was the drought, you know, can I prune it back and then hopefully.
Did it start to turn brown or black or something on the tips?
Let me look real quick. It's brown. It's right outside the door here.
It is
all brown now on the tips. Right. The plant is about 3 feet tall.
Perfect. So I would actually just prune back that brown, right?
Okay.
I think what happened was the fluctuation of temperatures just confused our plants on what's going on. So what I'd also look to do is prune out that a little bit, get rid of the brown, but then fertilize it with like an all-purpose, like 10-10-10 fertilizer, just to give it something back because it's stressed, right? We want to make sure it's taken care of. But I'd prune out that brown.
We have a little bit of that holly tone. Is that okay on that?
You could use that. It's a 4-3-3. There's not a lot of it's acidic, but it'll be fine for what you're doing. You know, use what you already have. Now, as far as your Enchianthus, your Enchianthus, you want to wait till it blooms and then prune it back. Okay.
We're very busy because we have two houses, but it has not bloomed yet, I assume?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
You still got some time for that. So once it's done blooming, you can prune it back and cut it to that. I mean, you could prune it back right now, but just realize you're not going to get the flowers that it has.
That's what I didn't want to do. Yeah.
You know, and so that's the thing, right? So if you want to keep the flowers, wait till after the flowers are done.
Okay.
If you're not concerned and you're just it's overgrown, you can cut it back and then just next year it'll have those flowers for you.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the wild violet, right? You have wild violet, you said, in the lawn?
Yes.
So wild violet is a hard one to get rid of organically.
Okay.
Right? A lot of the products that it says out there would be like a Weed Beater Ultra or a Weed Beater. You know, the problem is with organics, it doesn't, they're not as powerful, right? It's not a problem.
Exactly.
Right? It takes more to it.
Right.
I'm trying to...
Just so you know, Patrick, I've already put down the Scotch Triple Action.
Okay.
Back about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Everything else that was, it takes care of the crabgrass and the broadleaf.
Okay.
But it didn't really... The violets, they're like dinosaurs.
They really are. There is a product out there... that is organic. I'm trying to pull up the label at the same time as we're talking here because I wasn't sure if it would get rid of the wild violets. Yeah, it doesn't say it on the label. Because I was thinking the Weed Beater FE, which is organic. You could also look to see if you could find Burnout.
Okay.
So Burnout. And you're down a Mash, but you might be able to find out like a Mahoney's or one of those down there. They should have some Burnout, which is it's a weed killer, but it doesn't kill the lawn as well. It uses the sun to break down, what it does is you spray it over the weed. It breaks down the outer coating of, the weed itself. And then it uses the sun to help dehydrate, the product as well. So if you can find Burnout, that might work for it as well, because that kind of goes everywhere, and you can put it in the lawn and it doesn't affect your, the good lawn parts of it. So you could try that out. I'm trying to, the label doesn't say on it for wild violet, but it's kind of one of those like all in all type killers. It's not, except for grass seed.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Take a look at that. That is an organic one as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, you had said you had 5 questions. I counted 4. Is there one more?
One more.
Perfect.
Have a Doberman, beautiful dog, but when he urinates, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah, no, I get
anything
it.
Anything at all without putting a diaper on them.
Yeah. Well, that, so...
You know.
Yeah, no, there is things you can do, right? So one of the easiest ways to do it, well, it's not easy. One of the best ways to do is when the dog uses the bathroom out there and you're out there with them, watering that area in, you know, just soaking it. Because what it does is it pushes it through. The other thing you can do is, which is like a long-term solution for it, is putting down a product like sulfur from Natural Alternative or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. So what that does is, and I know you're a sandier soil because it's on the Cape, but it breaks up compact soils. It breaks up clay and it breaks up all those things, allows things to drain a little bit easier. And so it's not just sitting on the top, slowly seeping through. It's allowing it to go through quicker. But the most beneficial is to water it in, water after they use the bathroom. You know, maybe go ahead.
The only trouble is we have an artesian well, and we have two houses. So it's, a double whammy. But
sometimes
goes out at night at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'm already in bed at 11.
In the morning. Yeah, like 6 o'clock in the morning again for the first. You know.
No,
so
I'm
going out in the bathrobe and, you know.
I completely understand. Yeah. I have a puppy myself who wants to go out at all hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, maybe it's an option of keeping like a watering can at the back door.
Yeah.
You know, and this when you go out, even if it's like an hour later or the next morning, washing it through. It's more of just, it's not like you can tell the dog, you know, hey, when you go out there, can you put like a little flag where you want the bathroom so I can go wash it through? Like, that's impossible. But, you know, doing the best you can.
Hold a bucket under, like when you go to the vet for a sample.
Yeah.
But
good luck with that. Good luck with that.
He's big, you know, so he's tall.
Yeah.
So when he goes, it's, you know, wherever he's at.
Well, I understand.
A lot, you know?
Yep.
Crazy. Patrick, thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great one, George.
Yeah, you too. All the mothers, happy Mother's Day, and we're thinking of your dad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. We got some more calls on the line, Nathan. All right. I think he's on the phone trying to get some more calls. But we have about 15 minutes left or so in the show. We are going to do everything we can to help out as many of you. I mean, we've had a good amount of calls today. A lot of people are getting excited for the garden. I love this time of year when it comes to the garden because everybody's super excited about what we're going to be doing next and what's to come for that season. And it's just so exciting. You know, one of the things that you've probably heard me talk about, but I want to reiterate for everybody, is the fact that with pruning, right? George brought it up with the Yankee Anthus. When can I prune it? Well, the general thought process on pretty much anything that flowers is wait until it's done flowering to prune it that season, right? So that's something just to keep in mind when you're working with plants and just saying, all right, you know, if the flowers, if I cut some of the branches right now, I might be pruning out the flowers. It's not all flowering shrubs, but it's the majority. Okay, so it's just something to think about when it comes to pruning, right? There's always going to be an outlier of something different, right? Like a butterfly bush. A butterfly bush, you cut down to the base pretty much every season. So you're not really waiting till it flowers to prune it. So that's something to be thinking about. But the majority of flowering trees, shrubs, you want to wait till after they flower. So, just some things to think about going forward. Now, had a lot of weeds in the lawn, Right now, one of the best products out there would be that Weed Beater Ultra. See what you can do to get it in a hose end version. That way, you can spray the whole entire lawn. Because there are a lot of weeds out there right now. The majority of the weeds that we're seeing are chickweed, clover oxalis, henbit, creeping charlie, those types. A lot of them can be killed by the same products. Weed Beater Ultra is one. Or specifically chickweed, clover oxalis for those chickweed and clover issues. And they're all over the place right now. I see them everywhere. Wild violets, you're better off to use Weed Beater Ultra. Those are some things to be doing this time of year. Because those weeds that are in the lawn, they go dormant later. So you think they're gone, but they're just going to come back next year. So take care of them now instead of waiting. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in New Hampshire.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. So my mom gave me a snake plant.
Okay.
And it is browning in the edges and at the ends. How okay. do I prevent it from getting further decay?
How often are you watering it?
Well, it was, she had come to New Hampshire to stay for a little while, so it was
yep.
getting watered intermittently down at her house, and I'm trying to water it once a week.
Okay.
Is that too much? Too
nope,
little?
Nope. That's a good thing. Is it by a window where it's gotten any, like, cold or anything like that?
It did get exposed to cold moving it from Virginia to New Hampshire.
Okay.
And it's sitting in a window with direct sunlight. Is that
okay.
correct?
So some of that, no, it's in a good spot. So some of it could have just been cold exposure. One of the things that you look for is, since it's on the tips, it is something we can take care of. Now, mm-hmm. when you are watering it, is the mm-hmm. soil very dry or
yeah.
is it? Okay. So what you might want to do, we don't want it to sit in water, but we don't want it to dry out on each time. So
mm-hmm.
maybe right now you're saying once a week. Maybe it's we try every 6 days.
Okay.
And then if that is not enough, go down and check the soil on the – what I would do is say you're going to do it – so you do it today as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I would
yeah.
check the soil in 5 days and in 6 days. If
okay.
5 days you're noticing that the soil is starting to dry a little bit,
mm-hmm.
water it on the fifth day versus waiting till the seventh.
Okay.
Okay. And then if it still has some moisture in it, then wait till the sixth day.
Okay.
Now, the tips of these plants are not going to come back.
All right.
So you're going to have to prune off some of the brown, right?
Okay.
It's not just, you know, it won't come back at all.
Okay.
So kind of pruning it so you're getting the brown off versus just pruning it all the way back, unless the plant is fully starting to brown, like the leaf. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to prune away those dead areas. Keep an eye on it. Sometimes, you know, the snake plant has like the pointed tip.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's recreating the pointed tip with the pruners instead of cutting straight across. You know what I mean?
Okay, so do it at an angle?
Yeah, on both ways, so it almost looks like a point at it.
Okay, yep.
And then, what I would also do is once the days are warm enough and they're mm-hmm. decent out, bring it outside during the spring into summer season. Because what happens is there's a lot of humidity out there, and mm-hmm. most houseplants love humidity.
Okay.
Well, so adding humidity.
In Virginia, so now it's up in New Hampshire, so it's.
Yeah, so outside's going to have a lot. Yeah. So what I want you to do during the winter when you bring it in, group it with some other plants so they can all kind of. They're not going to literally feed off each other, but they're going to feed off of each other with humidity and everything along those lines. And you should be okay.
All right, very good.
All right.
Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Alice, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So I got about a minute left in the show. I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to my mother. I appreciate everything. I wouldn't be on the radio if it wasn't for you. I also want to say thank you and happy Mother's Day to my mother-in-law, Karen. Thank you for my wonderful wife. Without you, she wouldn't be here to bring me my two beautiful children, who I couldn't ask for more. And to my wife, you are incredible. You're the reason why I am. So happy Mother's Day to you. Now, I always say, be out there, be good to each other, and get out there and plant something. I always say be good to each other because I want people just to have a good time with each other. Now, I end this on a sad note. One of my buddies from college passed away this week. His young daughter, 3 years old. He was an incredible person. I'd lost touch recently. So that's why I want you to be good to each other and not lose touch with those people, because just saying hi might be good someday. So my buddy TK, I love you, buddy. Till we meet again, we'll celebrate you tomorrow with friends, but we'll celebrate you always. So guys, get out there, be good to each other, and plant something. We'll see ya.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.